Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and it's Saturday. Listen, I got my frisbee out and my hula hoop and my jump rope. What you mean? That's down the block. Oh my God. I thought we was having a block party. Oh, y'all, listen here now. It's Saturday. I thought we was having a block party up in here. I see everybody walking around with their Hawaiian shirts on, their shorts and everything. Oh, well, whatever. Listen. It's August the 20th, 2022, 6 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and then we have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum. Please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. But y'all know what? I don't go online to get my Gumba Rum. No. I take a shortcut. I go around the corner to the liquor store. I go around the corner. See, it's a liquor store in the corner, and they give me a little cut. See, Steve don't like to give me my cut. So what I do, I get my own cut by going to the liquor store on the corner. See, they got this place called Rothschild's. You know what I'm saying? They give me the frequent buyer discount. You know what? So every bottle that I get, they give me a 20% discount. And I say, all right, that's good for me. Now, listen. This is a special musical showcase and musical salute for independent artist Kristen, she's so sweet and lovely, and independent artist Leonard Duran. Listen, y'all, we've been rocking our house with Sister Kristen and independent artist Leonard Duran. It's been going on. We're going to do it again on tonight. Listen, y'all know who hearing your music. Y'all know what y'all music being heard of. Oh, come on, engineer. Well, Yes, my darling, your music is being heard by people all over the world. And up first, it is independent artist Kristen, and this one is Everything to Me. You know what? If you know the Lord, ain't he everything to you? Come on, somebody lift your hand, say amen up in the church house. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Now listen, I know everybody in the churches always say take a praise break. Honey, let me tell y'all something before I play the music, Everything to Me. I can't afford to take no praise break. I know they say, well, take a praise break. I know it's just a thing that they say in church. But honey, let me tell y'all people something. God has been so good to me. I can't afford to take no break. I got to praise him every single day. And every time I get a chance, think about it, I got to say thank you, Jesus, for saving somebody like me. Because I tell you, I was a pretty rough cookie. I'm telling you what's the truth. Now listen, let me play this song right up in here. It is Everything to Me. My stronghold.
He's my everything too. Peace, love, and unity from me to you. Yeah, come one, come all. I think it's about time for the roll call. Eastern Average, hey, he's everything. Down you, they say he's everything. Yo, Capitol Heights, they say he's everything. Burma Heights, District Heights, you know he's everything.
One more time, say hallelujah up in here, somebody. Up next is independent artist Leonard Duran. Let me tell you something. Now, with Christian's music, her focus is on the theme of God's faithfulness. You better know that's right. God is faithful to us. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen, listen, let me tell you something. The Fear Cement Network is heard all over the world and on multiple streaming platforms, all major streaming platforms. Listen, let me just kind of let you guys know your music is being heard everywhere. So whatever is your favorite platform, we are there. We are there. It was a show. I'm not going to even go back there. It was a show a long time ago called And We Are There. It was an old black and white TV show. Y'all probably don't even know what I'm talking about. We are there. Anyway, who was that? Meryl Strickland? Who was his name? Sterling. Rod Sterling. It was a show that Rod Sterling wrote many, many years ago. So listen, this show is on, of course, Apple. It is on Apple. It is on Amazon. Also, New York City Podcast Network, Audible, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Listen Notes. That's not it. Keep on going. Keep it moving. Also, of course, Blog Talk Radio, Podchaser, Podvine, all right, Blueberry. Okay, some people are not familiar with these places, but we are there. We are there. Radio Public, okay, Player FM. On Player FM, we are listed as the best on Player FM. FM, also IVFM for TV Hub. That one, I don't know how we got there, but we're there. The Red Circle, all right. Anchor, all right. And then Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yes, indeed. Tune Loud, Mixcloud. I know y'all was trying to say how many different places this is. It's a whole lot. And also, we are archive at archive.org. I don't know how that happened, but we are there. So listen, some people, I think it's really nice. I want to say this. On archive.org, O-R-G, somebody was so kind and so gracious to save a lot of the archives because, you know, once you somewhere, they ain't no erasing and deleting. And I'm going to say this real fast. You know, I had an artist that did a musical salute. He had really great music. A month ago, he did this a month ago, and then he came back to me yesterday, and he says, you know what? I want you to take my music off the radio. Now, this was a month ago. I said, I'm sorry, sir, but the show was last month, and he says, well, I got some legal problems, and I want my songs to be removed off the radio. And I'm like, well, once you play a song on the radio, that's pretty much it. And I says, well, today, Jesus. So anyway, I said that to say this. When the show plays, that's it. It is archived forever, okay? So on archivearchive.org, some people really nice, and they archive all the shows. It is there. Some people have shows that they're favorite. They have a favorite show. They put it in there so they can go back and listen, you know, forever and a day. So listen, that's that. Now listen. The other networks is going to be, of course, the Fierce Female Network on our own page, okay? And then also, we have some other small streaming platforms, but you all get the pitch. You get the pitch, and so I got some music that's coming up from independent artists. His name is Leonard Duran. Let me tell you a little bit about him. His music accentuates poetry with a unique platform of contemporary gospel, inspirational lyrics with a twist of soul, R&B, hip-hop, and jazz. His music is a foundation of sound principles about life to inspire the heart, soul, and mind. I love that. So Mr. Leonard uses lyrical expressions to musically influence listeners to live happy and bring a specific level of social consciousness to the musical arena. I love that as well. Love it, love it, love it. So Brother Leonard's aspiration is to write songs that reach millions of people through social media platforms, concerts, radio, and in big screen theaters. I love it. Throughout the world. His music also comes from the heart with a strong emotional feeling of spiritual truth, happy thoughts, kindness, and love. Love it, love it, love it. His roots run deep. Listen, 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 listen. Brother Leonard also opens up for mainstream gospel recording artists as Ernest Pugh. He reminds me. Now, listen, I'm going to say something about Brother Leonard in 1 second. Also, Stellar Award-winning artist Jonathan Nelson and has great multiple gospel jazz poetry concerts throughout the Birmingham area for the last 10 years. Whoop, 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 whoop. Congratulations. So, listen, this is a major salute for this particular artist. He has done phenomenal, phenomenal, great things. Can I tell you up in here, up in here? So listen, I mean, I'm going to play his song in just 1 second. What I want to say about Brother Leonard, he's just like a tree. Mm-hmm. He's just like a tree. You know how a tree is nice and strong? What is that? You know how the tree is nice and strong and it grows up. And then once you dig down in the earth and you try to find the root, now what I'm doing is describing Brother Leonard's ministry, okay? So this is where I'm going with this. Okay, so once you have your tree, it's grown up, it's nice and strong, it can't be moved, there's storms, whatever comes in life, it can't be moved. Because why? The roots are strong and goes all the way down. So listen, I'm describing Brother Leonard's ministry. He got roots going in all different directions. See, when you got somebody that's a leader like Brother Leonard, amen, his anointing goes out on different people. So those are his roots. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we got to still cultivate different individuals. We still got to disciple individuals. So listen, when you have a leader like Brother Leonard, he has that anointing and gifting of leadership to help other individuals that's in the arena of music, right, to, you know, school them to be a school and a mentor, yes, and do that for them. And what does it do? It pours the anointing on their life. So listen, I remember coming up, and the reason why I'm going, taking the time to go through this is because when I was coming up in church, in the Church of God in Christ, the mothers would get with the young people, and I'm saying this, I'm going to make a point here, the mothers of the church and the evangelists and the missionaries, they weren't no young folks, they were seasoned women, women in the church, and what they would do, they would give the young ladies, they would pray over us consistently. See, that's why we'd be strong and be unmovable. They would pray over us that anointing would come down us, right? And so we're supposed to do what? We're supposed to do that for the next generation, pray over them so that anointing comes down on them, hey? So now, Brother Leonard, that's what I'm saying about you. What you are doing is being a leader. You're being anchored in what God has given you to do. And when you pour out into other people, it is what? You're pouring out the anointing on them to do the exact same thing and go forth unto the nations and the missions, right? So now, I am saying that to say this. This is another point I want to make. I was on Facebook the other day. Everything always goes back to Facebook. So listen, with the mothers in the church prayed of us and did, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I was on Facebook the other day. I saw two young ladies that came up in the church with me. They were always very, very loyal, very faithful, and always come to church. And I looked and I said, wow, there are the two sisters. And I was just like, wow, praise God. Because you know what? Their ministry, all their praying and laying hands over them really, really, really has birthed out a mighty, mighty ministry in both of them. One of them is a doctor in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Now listen to me. They have a strong anointing on their life. And I just looked at the page and I sent them friend requests and I said, I don't even know if they will remember me. But before the day was out there, she had approved a friend request. I said, wow, will you look at this? And I went back and I posted, I said, well, praise God. She said, amen. And I looked, I said, this is phenomenal. So I said all that to say this, that all of the prayer is not in vain. When you pray over your children, when you pray over your grandbabies, it is not in vain. Prayers, yes, God answers prayer. Now, do you hear me what I'm saying up in here? So, Brother Leonard, you go forth and you do a mighty, mighty work that God is calling you to do. So now, this is what I'm going to play right now is freedom to believe. Freedom to believe. Yeah, we free to believe. We got to believe. We got to. We ain't got no other way out but to believe God. This is freedom to believe.
On the color of my skin, but the deep thoughts that live within. The trademark of my blackness is historical moments, the pieces that keep sanity close to me. My descendants were polluted in the mind with demoralizing words that flow so easy, raping my black little sisters, stripping them of their dignity. Racial inequality, a coffin with a black body. My people were suppressed, subjective to white supremacy. The voices of my ancestors giving me life through the movement of hope. Frederick Douglass' impeccable speech. His thoughts were in motion, the masses that he reached. First highest ranked black government official. Douglass' prolific thought patterns were so beneficial. The 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Jesse Owens a legacy with four consecutive wins. His achievement equated to excellence. The narrative of his mind defined his intelligence. The pinnacle collaboration, the birth of a freedom movement. We need justice everywhere to bring liberty to every institution. Emmett Till, the heart of a revolution. His innocent death created the genesis of a relentless black movement. Racial injustice, the poison, the infection. A hate crime is an emotion that can be intense. Showing love to others is the answer that makes perfect sense. Unshakable, a fierce of bravery. Harriet Tubman freed herself from slavery. Underground railroad abolitionist. Humanitarian, Harriet Tubman, an African American. Rosa Parks' quiet strength embraced equality. Holding on to the articles of the possibilities. This movement was a first-class delivery. Identity, a deep-rooted memory, passes beyond the surface of the skin. Liberation, no more segregation. Historical pieces to grip you. Lessons learned to ignite you. The starting point of your means is first believe in your dreams. Dr. Martin Luther King, he wore the ring. A champion in articulation, the nation standing still. We were moved by the dynamics of history, a course in reality, a picture with no mystery, non-violence, the meaning of hope, therapeutic, a healing of the soul, marching unity with one gold, undisputed leader, mind with motion, the movement was clear, you could see his authority in the atmosphere. A charismatic swag, a passion
freedom
for liberation,
freedom,
a mind with one dream to heal the nation.
Faith is like invisible keys. Yeah, unlock the door.
Freedom,
yeah. Lock the door. It's time to
rhythm and rhymes. Detroit Pistons, Isaiah Thomas throwing those incredible dimes. Dennis Rodman, defensive prodigy. No excuses, no apologies. Marvin Gaye music has a deep soul feel. Little by little, you can feel that it's real. Who could ignore Stevie Wonder, number one on the Billboard. Smokey Robinson, perfectionist. Lyrical genius, black excellence. The Clark Sisters, legendary. Their gospel composition is extraordinary. The conclusion from the committee, Aretha Franklin, queen of soul from the Motor City. Young demographics, drugs and addicts, broken homes, domestic violence. The poison when we stay in silence. Homicide on the south side. Crippled mind of ignorance. Two young men with another life sentence. Dominance, no fear in their eyes. Another mother's son buried. No value for human lives. The darkness of poverty, echoes of mockery, apartment buildings, dreams of no ceilings, heartbreak, emotional distress. What you see in the mirror is the quest to be the best. Upscale houses, mansions and lounges, my brothers, stay close to your mothers. Affirmations, powerful words are like endless fountains. Gravity grows from substance to mountains.
I grew up in Detroit.
All right, that one was I Grew Up in Detroit. That is Detroit, Detroit, Detroit by Brother Leonard Duran. Let me tell you something. The one before that was Freedom to Believe, Freedom to Believe. Listen, while the music was playing, y'all know while the music is playing, I'm busy doing something else. But let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. Listen, listen, listen. See, now, what I was saying earlier about Brother Leonard being anointed for leadership. Listen, I want you all to check out his Spotify profile, if you will. You know, especially those that's in music, you know, I want you all to be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? So this particular individual, this artist, is an encouragement to so many different others that's doing music and trying to get their name out there. So once again, his name is Leonard. Last name is spelled D-A-M-R-O-N. See, listen, listen, let me tell you, he has 53,000 plus monthly listeners. So look, let me tell y'all something. If you have the talent, the ability, and your music is awesome music, you will get the play. You know, and I'm taking the time out to say this about Brother Leonard because I get this all the time, every day. You know, I get it all the time. Of course, we are to do what? Promote and have a blueprint for marketing and advertising. Of course, I understand that. But I get this all the time, and I'm like, when are people going to get it? People think that, you know, if when you have a song, you put a song out today, and then they want to purchase streams. And I tell people, I says, no, that is not the way this works. You don't purchase a play. You don't purchase a stream. What you do in entertainment is promote your product, promote your music. You promote great music, the streams and the plays is going to come, baby. They're going to run. I promise you they will run you down. If you set up your business like Brother Leonard is set up, he knows what he's doing. He's been around the block, understand me. So that's why I'm telling you he's a great example to take a look at what he's doing. He has a web page. He has a website. And a lot of people keep telling me, well, we don't need no website. What do we need that for? So listen, listen. You need it, my darlings. You need a web page. You need it. You need it. You need it because it shows who you are. And so listen, it shows who you you are as a business purpose, a business person, your music is your product. And so you have to present it in a well polished and professional way. And I promise you guys, and I'm saying this really hard because I get this every day all the time. People want to buy 100,000 plays. Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense to me. And people tell them, they'll go somewhere and people will say, yes, I can give you that. I can give you 100,000 people listening to your song right now. And you know what happens? You know what happens? And they buy it. They buy something from the person. You know what happens? Their account gets shut down. It gets shut down. It gets shut down because it's not legitimate. It is not legitimate. And so I keep telling people, no, baby, you got to have a blueprint. You got to market. You got to advertise. And this is what Brother Leonard does. And he's successful. And he does very well. And he has a great, he has great, phenomenal, great product. Phenomenal. And this song I just played, grew up in Detroit. Y'all know what? 500,000, over half a million. Y'all hear me what I'm saying up in the air? So listen, now I can tell you that I know he didn't do this overnight. It takes time, my darlings. You know, doing music is not easy. Do y'all know that? Do y'all understand? Okay, I know this ain't class for that. But listen, I do have a class called Millionaire Music, Millionaire Music, Millionaire Music. Listen, where I teach how to be dedicated and committed to yourself and the business of music, okay? So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get all up out of here. Let me tell you, I'm going to say this too, and then I'm going to let you guys go because I am pretty much out of time, and I don't want what's-his-name cutting the lights out on me. When I first really got into music by myself, doing it by myself without my husband, God rest his soul, and when I got into it and I started the record label and I was helping so many different artists, and I mean, very, very talented artists. I was finding people left and right, and I am telling you, they were so talented. You cannot make a person. It's like this. People, you got some people that's really, really talented, and you put a stage before them, they're going to perform, right? And then you have other artists that's really talented, you put a stage in front of them, and they just look at it, and they want you to bring them the water and the money, but it don't work like that. You know, so listen, you got to work for what you want. This stuff ain't just like we're going to give it to you overnight. No, baby, you got to work. It's just like anything else. It's just like if you wanted to be, you know, an artist, you got to go to school for it, take the classes, learn how to go, yada, yada, yada. Then you graduate and you become an artist. All right, now I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, my darlings. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.